The Houston Dash will open up on Sunday. That game will open up their NWSL season. They'll take on the San Diego Wave, 6 o'clock kickoff. There will be bandanas courtesy of PNC, plus post-game fireworks, but get down there and see world-class soccer players. All right, speaking of one of those world-class soccer players, this interview is brought to you by Advantage BMW Midtown. Rachel Daly joins us now. Rachel, how are you?
Great, thank you. Glenn, how are you?
Always great to talk to you and a good person to talk to ahead of the NWSL season. Put into context for us maybe the Challenge Cup, how this has prepared you guys for Sunday.
Yeah, I think obviously it didn't go as planned for us. We want to win every single game. That didn't happen. However, I think it's a step in the right direction. We've had a lot of learnings from a few of our defeats. And I think obviously the win this past weekend is definitely helpful, definitely a step in the right direction leading into this game. So some great learnings. And I think overall we're ready for the season and excited for the season to start.
Coming off a 2-1 win over Louisville, some of those learnings, some of the things you learned as a team at this point after these Challenge Cup matches, what are they?
Yeah, I think we've got a pretty deep squad. I think something we've struggled with in previous years. We've got a lot of talent, a lot of young talent. We saw Jo Anderson make her debut the other day and she did well when she came in. And I think we've just got a pretty deep squad and, you know, we showed that over the last few weeks. We've been able to compete, but I think more so against the Louisville game last week. I think, we know there's things we need to work on this week and kinks that we've got to iron out heading into San Diego. Obviously, they're a great opposition and an exciting addition to the league. So, yeah, I think we're ready. But again, I think it was a good step in the right direction from the Louisville win.
Talking to Houston Dash, Rachel Daly, also England, I believe 46 caps, if that's accurate. 7 goals for England for Rachel Daly. Those numbers, I hope, are correct.
48.
Are they correct?
48.
48. Okay. Well, they're off by 2. Yep. Every one of those is important, so I get it. Talking to Rachel Daly here. So purpose of play, what do we expect this year? Because there has been some roster change. You know, Christy Mewis has moved on. Other players have moved on. It's a different roster. Does that alter the way James Clarkson looks at how you guys play tactically this year?
Without revealing too much, I guess, I think we've had some great success with James and, I think, again, coming off the back of last season, I think there's a bitter taste in our mouth from how it ended. It's a completely new squad. I think the feel, the vibe is new. The vibe is different. It's been a great place to be over the past few weeks of preseason. And yeah, I think your style of play tends to, you can kind of keep it somewhat similar, but when players move on and you get new players coming in, I think it has to change a little bit to suit everybody. But I think, we're still quite a direct team and, we want to possess the ball. I don't think too dissimilar from our previous years, but maybe with some little additions of different faces.
So good freshness. Would you say the esprit de corps, the locker room, these things have improved with some of the new faces? Because it is quite a bit of turnover.
Yeah. I think I said this in a few of my interviews. I think we're a new team, which, sometimes can have a detriment on the team, but I think we've got some fantastic people, some fantastic humans in general, which, sometimes we overlook that as footballers and, you think about being the best players, but I think we've got unbelievable humans and, that makes it going into training every single day enjoyable. Everyone seems to be very happy and getting along and, I think that I don't necessarily think we've had something as tight-knit as we are this year in the past. So I think, it's exciting.
Something that can serve the team well throughout the course of a long season. Now, you yourself personally, positionally, where is it that you want to play? Do you want to play up front? Do you want to play in midfield? What is your wants and desires when it comes to positional?
Listen, I just want to win. And I think any of you that watched me play in the past know that that's me as a person. I hate losing more than I enjoy winning. And if that means me playing
wherever, you know, I'm happy to play there for the team, you know, whatever's best, whatever works, whatever James thinks is best. Yeah, I think for me, I just want to win games and contribute the best I can to ensure this team wins.
All right. You're obviously going to defer to the coach. I get that. But for you, where do you think you can help the team win most? Midfield, up front?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we've got a lot of depth up front this year, which I think in the past, you know, I've played a lot of minutes up front on my own over the past 7 years. And, you know, I think it's nice that it's refreshing that we've got some really good talent up there as well, and Michaela and Joelle. And, you know, I think it's exciting. I like to play underneath the striker if I can link up closer to them and, you know, maybe face the goal a little bit more. So I don't have a preference. I just want to play and do the best I can and be the best player I can possibly be.
So some of the veterans like you and Alicia Chapman, Shea Groom, Jane, Jane Campbell and goal, Katie Naughton, how important is it for all of you? Sophie Schmidt, I better mention her. How important is it for all of you to kind of nurture and bring in some of the new faces? And I'm sure you're already probably well into doing that.
Yeah, it's massively important. You know, it is quite a daunting environment to come into, which we all once did. Seems like many moons ago for me. But I think, you know, we tried to take the younger ones under our wing a little bit and, you know, teach them the way. I think the one thing that the new girls have got, and the young girls especially, are they're hungry. They want to play. They want to do well, and they know what it takes to be at the top. They work hard, and you know, I think that kind of falls by the wayside. I think we kind of take for granted that, you know, you're in a professional team and you just expect to play and expect this and expect that. But I think the attitude and the desire from our younger players this year has been so infectious. And I think, you know, as much as we try and support them, I think they don't understand, you know, how helpful it is that they come in with that attitude, and it actually drives us on a little bit more.
Do you think, Rachel, that the players that are coming into the NWS now, the younger ones now, do you see any trend? I mean, do you think they get better and better each year? What do you see?
Yeah, to be honest, we've not really been blessed with many of the rookies coming through over the past few years. I think this is the first year in a while where we've had like a good chunk of younger players come through, and it's nice to see their level. Obviously they've come from top schools and they've obviously been coached well, and you know, they're here for a reason. And I think something that James is big on is not just recruiting, you know, just good football players. It is good people, and that's very noticeable this year. And yeah, I think it's exciting to see how some of the level of talent has come through.
Talking to Rachel Daly, Houston Dash, May 1st, Sunday, 6:00, San Diego Wave, new team in the NWSL. It'll be the opener of the regular season. Honestly, Rachel, the NWSL Challenge Cup, I think, is a little bit nebulous to me. I don't think people know what it is. I think they think sometimes it's a legit tournament. Other times they think it's preseason. Do you think it's something that should be pushed to the wayside in the future?
I think I did an interview on my thoughts on it. I think it's difficult, I think, for fans, especially, like you said, some people don't really know what it is. I think if they're going to carry on doing it, maybe it needs to be promoted a lot earlier. But it's tough, you know, we treat every game, it's not just a preseason game for us. Every athlete in this league will treat each game like a league game. So, you know, you throw a lot into that, but then you're revealing, you're giving a lot of your tactics away early doors. And yeah, I don't necessarily love it, but at the end of the day, we're playing games, and that's what we're here to do. And that's what I love doing. So I can't complain.
Yeah. Cause I think some people just say, look, I'm waiting for the regular season, you know, the fully authentic real deal. But anyway, let's not spend too much more time on that. There is a new good vibe around the club. President Jessica O'Neill, your thoughts on Jessica and kind of some of the upgrades and things that are going on with the club to make it even more professional.
Yeah, I think Jess is absolutely fantastic. Myself, Jane and Katie have a meeting with Jess every single week to touch base on things that, you know, maybe she wants to update us with, or things we need to talk to her about. And she's been an absolute breath of fresh air, I think. Having someone like her has definitely changed the vibe around the club. The fact that she's the first president that the Dash has ever had is obviously kind of cool, but she is a badass. She's a badass woman, and we really, really love having her around. And she knows what she wants and she'll go after what she wants. And that's something that, you know, we can aspire to sort of lead like as well. I really, really respect her and where she's come from, what she's done, and been a fantastic addition to us.
Right. San Diego Wave comes in with Alex Morgan, Abby Dalcomper, who you're familiar with all these players, having competed against them internationally as well. How about some thoughts on San Diego ahead of this? Because they come in with a pretty star-laden team and they got big ambitions out in Southern Cal.
Yeah, I think, you know, what they've done so far is incredible. I know their manager very well, Casey, and I'm sure she's running a tight ship there with them. She's a fantastic coach. And they've got some excellent players. So it's going to be an exciting game. I think for us, it's something completely different. You know, a new team in the league. We've never faced San Diego. And yeah, I think I watched them very closely this year in preseason. And I think they've got a very, very good side. But we've just got to concentrate on us and what we can do to counteract their strengths and, you know, just play our game.
Rachel, I know you're probably tired of hearing about this, but the Houston Dash have never made the NWSL playoffs. This has got to burn. This has got to also be a key to trying to attract new fans and unique fans, right? Ones that maybe don't come to the game. You got a good loyal base. How important is the playoffs this year and getting into the playoffs in a league that, you know, where that really is the standard of good or a good or a bad season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything was in our hands to do it last year and we didn't. So again, like I said, I think I've got that bit of taste in my mouth. But listen, it's my seventh year and I'm very aware that we haven't made the playoffs and it's extremely frustrating. But, you know, we can't keep dwelling on that. We've got to move past it, move on. And, you know, like I said, a new team, new year. And let's hope we get new results.
Key to gaining new fans outside of winning and, you know, you've got Jessica now involved, who's I'm sure going to do a lot of community outreach, but what are some of the keys to attracting new fans? And by the way, the other thing that I've always liked, you've said that, and I've remembered when you've said this, because it was very compelling to me. You said that, look, we can't just market to little girls. So take me a little deeper into that. And, you know, what may be some of the keys to unlocking Pandora's box of getting more fans down to games?
Yeah, I still stand by that statement. It's something that we talk about a lot. I think that, you know, we have to appeal to everybody. It can't just be a small segment of people. I think our audience has to be vast, you know, and that's whether that's going into local beer gardens and picking out some fans that, you know, just want to have a few drinks and watch some good sport, whether that's going into schools and getting children to come and watch. And, you know, we have to do that. And that's one thing that Jess is very aware of and one thing that she's very good at. And I'm very hopeful that we'll get a lot more fans at our home opener. But look, ultimately for me, it's winning. It is winning. When your team is successful, people want to watch you, you know, and it's as hard as it is. Yes, we do have some extremely good, loyal fans, but we need more. We need that fan base to grow. And, you know, we play better when there's more fans in the crowd. That's black and white. We love having fans, and you know it's so disheartening when we come to games and we're warming up and there's about 10 people there. But I think that comes from winning. We've got to be more successful and we've got to have that bite and make it a really exciting season for people to want to come and watch.
Rachel, you're a beauty. We love watching you play the game of soccer. The NWSL will kick off for the Houston Dash on Sunday. It's May 1st, 6 o'clock, San Diego Wave, Alex Morgan in town. This is a great opener. It's HoustonDash.com for tickets. Bandanas provided by PNC Bank. Post-game fireworks. This is a great one to kick it off. You go down there, you see gold medalists. You see Rachel, who's played 48 times for England, not 47. And you go down there and you appreciate the incredible quality of play from these ladies. Rachel, thank you very much, as always, for coming on and being so candid.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Glenn.